This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Validated means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. Well, why would they want to do such a thing? Well, because they really like Free Talk Live and they want to show it off, and we want to show off our lady listeners. Even though it is not a beauty contest, women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating in the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. In fact, ladies tend to get a little bit of preferential treatment around here. Although right now we have a very special lady on our line. She not only is she a Free Talk Live Shriner, she's a member of the Shrine, she is also an amplifier, which means she contributes on a voluntary basis to Free Talk Live. Beyond that, she's a super activist. Her name is Lauren, calling from Connecticut. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Lauren.
All right.
Great.
Hey, Lauren.
Great. Today we did some fun stuff here in New London. You know, the Kilo 7 are still in their houses, and no one's been evicted, nothing's been demolished, and the NLDC, the quasi-government agency, that's their job is to move the holdouts out. They are getting criticized for not moving along and building things and redeveloping the area. So they decided to have a party today because they're demolishing a building. And for them, that's progress. So during the party today, they invited, you know, the city council and the some other local celebrities around.
The muckety mucks.
To their party.
Yes.
Yeah. They had a little surprise because my husband and I, we built a 4-foot-high replica of Suzette Kilo's house, a pink house, and we built a replica of a bulldozer that's about 3 feet high. Mm-hmm. And we put on a little street theater out there as they were all gathering for the party.
Really? So it was just you and your husband in this particular case?
Yes.
So he has moved by. We had talked to him in the past. He has moved in with you now in New London?
Yeah, we've joined forces now and are twice as fearsome.
It's nice that he's up there.
So double the activism power. So it's you guys doing a little street theater. You were destroying the Kilo house in front of the actual location of the party. Did you get any funny looks? Did you get any reactions? What happened?
Well, there are two city councilmen that were reelected recently on the for their stance against eminent domain, and so they came over and got their pictures. One of them came and got their picture with us.
Nice.
The others just sort of, looked at us askance and tried to walk around us.
Interesting. So was that it, or was there anything more to the story?
Mysteriously, the path to the party this morning has a new billboard on it, and it says, NLDC, turning our homes into vacant lots since 2000.
Really? There's a billboard attacking the NLDC? Who paid for it?
Oh, I think it's an anonymous donor, I believe.
Interesting. So there's there actually hasn't been too much going on as far as, I guess, controversy there in New London for the last several months. I mean, if there had been, we certainly would have heard from you. We would have done some reporting on it. But now they're finally moving. They're finally doing some sort of demolition. It's just sort of a token move, though, isn't it? They're not really doing anything more than demolishing a very small portion of one building. Isn't that correct?
That's right. It's just an old Navy building. They're just demolishing a tiny part of it.
Right. That way they can say, look, we're doing something. We're moving along. Even though it's been months since they've actually taken any initiative and gone and done anything. Not that we want them to destroy things. Not that we want them to go and do these things. And not that we want this, the showdown, this eventual showdown to happen. But what you've got a situation where six homeowners, you said the Kilo 7, but as I understand it, one of them did finally sell out. You've got six homeowners that are still occupying their properties, or they still have renters in some cases, occupying their properties, but the homeowners no longer actually have the titles to their property. The city does. And so the city, last we had heard, had come to the homeowners and said, okay, we're going to offer you a deal. you're going to be able to rent your old houses from us. How about that? How's that sound? And, of course, the homeowner said, no. I think we'd rather keep our houses. Thanks very much. So you've got a situation where legally the city is in control of the property, but physically the homeowners and their renters are still occupying the houses. Now,
and morally and righteously, yes, the homeowners are the rightful owners are still here.
Of course.
Well, here's one something I've always wondered is, what if a renter decides they're not going, they don't want to pay the owner for the use of the property that the owner doesn't really have the ownership of anymore anyway?
I mean, it's already happened twice to two of the landlords here in Fort Trumbull. The courts will not let them evict them.
They won't.
The whole court system is won't let them, get people, deadbeats out of their apartments.
So how do they do that? They just, the deadbeats just continue to live there?
Well, they have their ways. They have their...
I see. Well, good.
It's a very long story. So.
Got it. I understand, and I think that that's what they should be doing.
Now, you're actually a tenant in one of these owners' apartment buildings. So you are technically occupying the city-owned property. Who are you paying rent to?
I pay rent to Bill Von Winkle, the owner of the building.
Exactly. Now, is everybody else, have you been threatened at all? Has any of the other tenants been threatened and ordered to pay rent to the city instead? Have they tried to go after you guys yet?
Not to me, but I hear in the past they have sent bills to some of the tenants.
And has anybody actually gone ahead and paid the city, or do they all pretty much just ignore them?
I actually don't know. I haven't heard what happened.
Well, Lauren, keep us up to date as always. We really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This in Stonington, Connecticut. When they read last week that the town was trying to take away Chloe's Playhouse, four Groton grandmothers got angry. So on Tuesday afternoon, they protested outside Town Hall in support of a Lord's Point family that's been ordered by the town to remove the 48-square-foot playhouse that they bought last summer for their daughter's 10th birthday. The four stood in a line, and they were holding signs, and it talks about the zoning officer, Joe Larkin. He has told Alex and Martha Slater to remove the playhouse because it violates the amount of lot coverage allowed in the zone. The town is fining the Slaters $150 a day until they remove the playhouse.
Good God.
These people put up a playhouse, and the city says, take it down! It's too big! Here, $150 a day, fine. Now, I don't know at what point they started the fines, but the people do not want to take it down. And one of the reasons why is because, well, they actually asked permission. Now, there are a bunch of old ladies that are on their particular side, but they went to the Zoning Appeals Board, and the guy, this Mr. Larkin, actually told them, they said, hey, we're going to put a playhouse up on our property. Do we need a permit for that? Oh, no, you don't need a permit for that. But then, when they put up this playhouse and they determined that it was a 48-square-foot playhouse, then all of a sudden the bureaucrat changed his mind. So they applied for the permit, but then were denied because the playhouse exceeded the... were denied after the fact because the playhouse exceeded the floor-to-area ratio allowed in the zone. On Tuesday...
Allowed in the zone for what? Playhouses?
For playhouses.
Right. They have an area allowed for playhouses in the zone? These people have too much time and too much money. I'm sorry.
We don't want to make Mr. Larkin mad, but he should just let the girl keep her house. It's a darling little children's house, and children should be able to play in it, said Barbara Lawton, one of the protesters. Isn't there any kindness left in this country?
I'll tell you what. When the little old ladies start protesting, that's when they're going to see some action.
Well... Yeah, there's kindness left in this country, but unfortunately, Ms. Lawton, one of the reasons why there are things like this on the books is because there are so many people that demand that government take care of them, that government have rules set aside for how property should be treated. But this is what happens when you let the government decide these things. It goes insane. We'll tell you more about this case coming up. 3 Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The website is free, including the bulletin board system. About 1,200 people are interacting there, over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, and posts that vary from serious issues all the way to fun stuff. We've even got Photoshops in there. It's all kinds of neat things on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So we are talking about a story from Connecticut. We just heard from our friend Lauren a moment ago, who is actually one of the protesters in New London. I'm not sure how far away from New London this is. Stonington is where this particular thing is happening. But one couple had bought their daughter a 48-square-foot playhouse. 48 square feet. And the studio that we're in is about 90 square feet, so it's about half the size of the Free Talk Live studio. Not huge. Not very large at all. 48 square feet, you might be able to put a few kids in there and
Maybe just some stuff.
I think that that's what they had at as far as a playhouse. And when I was in kindergarten, they had a little house inside the kindergarten classroom, and the kids would play house in it and that kind of thing.
So they put this little playhouse up on their property, and a man named Mr. Larkin took issue. Joe Larkin, the town's zoning enforcement officer. Now, he got angry about this and started fining the Slaters, the family involved here, $150 a day until they removed the playhouse, which angered some local old ladies. The old ladies turned out in front of the zoning office and did a protest. And they said, well, we don't want to make this Mr. Larkin mad. Of course they don't. They don't want him throwing zoning offenses at their houses. But they say, why can't you let this girl have her playhouse? Isn't there any kindness left in this country? It's not hurting the neighborhood, added protester Anna Kiley. So here you are with the neighbors actually saying, no, it's fine. Go ahead, let them have it. Oh, but there's more to this story. Let the girl keep it, Lawton said. The two, along with Connie Hardesty and Dorothy Strickland, the protesters, said they didn't know the Slaters, and they're not even familiar with their property. But they said as grandmothers, they know how their grandchildren would feel if the town was trying to take away their playhouse. Let the girl keep it, Lawton said. She'll be too old for it in a few years, and then it will be gone. Meanwhile,
and it's just a little 6x8 box.
Meanwhile, yeah. Director of Planning Jason Vincent said Tuesday that his office is looking into whether Larkin misinterpreted a state law when he said the town cannot take any enforcement action against the Slater's neighbor. Guess who the neighbor of this particular family is? The Zoning Board of Appeals Chairwoman, Thomasine O'Boyle. So, one of the zoning top bureaucrats is right next door. So how do you think that the zoning thug got word that this playhouse had been erected?
But he had already been asked about it and told and said that it was okay for them to erect it.
That's correct. Thomasine O'Boyle and her husband James, who the town claims didn't get the required permit for a shed on their property. So even the zoning board bureaucrat didn't ask for a permit for the shed that they put up.
Why should they? Well, you know, why should anyone have to ask for a
they
permit
shouldn't.
To put a little shed up? Now, I can see someone's thought process when they say, well, you know, that somebody needs to oversee building construction that people are going to live in. You know, if you make construction too shoddy, it could the ceiling could fall in and kill someone.
How about the insurance company?
Well, one would certainly think that would be the role of the insurance company.
Yeah.
But I can see how somebody would say that the cities or the counties or whatever municipals.
There's some sort of an argument there.
Right. But whether or not you should be allowed to have a shed, I'm sorry.
Larkin, the bureaucrat, has said that the 3-year limit for the town to take action against the O'Boyles, again, the O'Boyles being the zoning bureaucrats who live next door, has expired. So he can't take action on them, but oh, he can go after this playhouse because it's brand new. Vincent said the town may require the O'Boyles to get a permit if research shows Larkin incorrectly applied the state law. Martha Slater, the mother of the little girl, had filed a complaint against the O'Boyles after the town cracked down on the playhouse. So the O'Boyles likely complained about the playhouse. We're not sure about that, but isn't that what makes the most sense?
Yeah.
Zoning bureaucrats. So, in retaliation, the Slaters then filed a complaint against the bureaucrats having built the shed without the permit. But there's nothing the
sounds right.
They can't be enforced against because it's been too long. The playhouse controversy began last June when Martha Slater said she went to see Larkin and asked if she needed permission for a playhouse. Larkin told her she didn't need permission. He said he envisioned the type of plastic backyard playhouse that people often buy at department stores, but said the Slater's $2,200 playhouse is a shed and therefore requires permits. Hardesty, one of the grandmothers, pointed out that the Slaters had originally asked if they needed a permit and were told they did not. Anyone who gets a no from Mr. Larkin shouldn't sleep well at night. Once their house is built, he might change his mind.
He might very well.
The Slaters applied for a zoning permit, but were denied by Larkin because the playhouse exceeded the floor-to-area ratio allowed in the zone. On Tuesday, Vincent said that the Slaters could keep their playhouse if they agreed to give up a permit for a small addition that they planned to build on their home. Let me read that one more time. On Tuesday, Vincent said that the Slaters could keep the playhouse if they agreed to give up a permit for an addition they want to build onto their home. What is that all about?
I can't understand why they would want. I guess they want to compromise, so they want it to make look like they weren't in the wrong, so they want to compromise. That's a possibility. The second possibility is that the bureaucrat awful woman that lives next door, that she doesn't want the addition built on her neighbor's house. So it's possible that she's using her muscle to, get what she wants here. She knows that the playhouse that they have erected will probably be gone in a couple of years because the little girl won't want to use it when she's, in a teenager or whatever. But the addition to the house will remain.
Yeah, good point.
So she's using a muscle,
Why would somebody? There must just be some sort of feud here. These neighbors must not get along at all. Because why would you want to prevent your neighbor from putting an addition on?
That's
house?
What laws and rules like this are. They are weapons that different groups of people use against each other. And if you aren't the person with the power that day, you're going to get that weapon used on you. Zoning is not good for America.
You're right. That's all this is. It's just, and it's unfortunate, too, which is why I don't really want to get to know any of my neighbors, because I don't want there to be a chance that they wouldn't like me for some reason and then call the zoning bureaucrats.
Well, the zoning is is dangerous stuff. You see, people think they're protected by zoning, but it's the dangerous stuff.
No.
Now, if I, for whatever reason, want to bring down the value of my home and your home and every home in the neighborhood, I don't need to violate any zoning rules. There aren't any zoning rules tough enough in most cities to prevent me from painting my house chartreuse with giant purple polka dots on it.
Well, in some cities.
In some very, very regulated cities, that's true. But it's usually the homeowners associations that have these kind of rules.
Hey, that might actually bring up the value. It might make your neighborhood out as a kid-friendly neighborhood.
Who knows what it will do, but I don't want my neighbor to have a chartreuse house with giant purple polka dots.
And a plate of cookies out front and, just
I don't want
a little kid door.
I don't want
immediately followed by a trap door.
I don't want any of that crap. But the way to protect yourself is really a homeowners association, not zoning.
I just think it's so telling that these bureaucrats are offering these people the deal of, we'll let you keep this playhouse that we said you can't have if you just give up this other request that you've made. Stop it! In fact, just stop asking permission, forget about zoning, do everything you possibly can under the table without the city's knowledge, forget paying, and more coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
To our listener map, we've got over 900 of our listeners around the world that have included themselves on the listener map. It's simple. You punch in your location, add in your name, as well as a photo of yourself if you wish, and even a phrase to go along with your entry. Map.freetalklive.com. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com. So, this zoning stuff really, really irks me, Nanwich. And maybe it's because I'm a homeowner now.
But she said you're a homo.
No.
The thing about zoning is it has a much...
That might have been what you wanted to hear.
A much greater effect on a person's day-to-day life than most laws and that kind of thing. I mean, the government stays out of your business. The federal government stays out of your business. They don't really care what you do.
They're too big
how
to
you
care
do.
About
yeah.
them.
But... cities and counties, when it comes to zoning, you know, you've got the wrong thing in the wrong place. You've got a trailer in your driveway or whatever rule it is that you violate. They're on that.
Well, the sickest thing about it is it's not necessarily that they're on the ball and going around catching people.
Yeah.
In some places they are. The zoning bureaucrats, they drive around, like around here, they've got little white trucks and they drive around and they try to catch you for certain things. But really... what they're best at doing is taking snitch reports.
Yeah, they turn one person against another.
Right. So if the neighbors across the street don't like you for whatever reason, and you've got a trailer parked in your front yard,
yeah,
it's there are good odds that while that trailer's parked in your front yard, at some point during that week's period of time, they are going to send the zoning bureaucrats against you, and you're going to get a fine.
You know, this is what I have to deal with on a regular basis. I have some renters in a house of mine, and they have a trailer, and they're not allowed to have that trailer parked in the driveway mm-hmm. for X amount of time. But they use this trailer to transport motorcycles in because they like to race motorcycles.
Okay.
Good folks. That's fine. Sometimes they leave the trailer one day too long or whatever, and sure enough, some neighbor reports them to the zoning bureaucrat because they don't like to see a trailer in the front yard. But the thing is the gal that I'm renting to works for the county. So
the trailer owner.
Yeah, the trailer owner owns, you know, works for the county,
right.
And then so she has to do is like do a little, you know, a county worker call to the other county worker who's the zoning person who sent her the letter and say, hey
lay off,
blah, 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 blah. And they talk county bureaucrat to each other, and that's it.
Right.
These people don't know what they're dealing with, so it's I don't know. It's such nonsense to have to deal with.
It's ridiculous. Just the type of things that you can get cited for too. I lived in a place where the person who was responsible for cutting the grass didn't like to do it,
okay.
But none of the rest of us were going to do it because it was that person's job, and it was just like, you're going to do what you're
right.
supposed to do. Our neighbors would report us for the length of the grass. They would call the code enforcement board, who would come out, and they would measure the length of our grass and stake a sign in our front yard, and then come back a week later and measure the length of our grass again, and if it was still in violation, we'd get cited, and then, a couple days later, they would have a city employee come out and mow our grass.
Right.
Just have that person come
bill.
And then bill us.
Oh, yeah, and the bill is huge.
Absolutely. They billed us like $200 to have someone come and mow our front yard.
It's outrageous, and I feel fortunate that none of my neighbors have ratted me out for anything quite yet, but then again, I haven't crossed them for anything, and I haven't ratted them on. I think that's probably what starts it. I think it's probably just a vicious cycle of people snitching on each other. Somebody decides that, I don't want that trailer parked in his front yard anymore. I'm going to call the zoning people. And they pick up the phone, they make their call, and then the zoning bureaucrats come out, and they say, okay, well, we got this report that you have this trailer here, here's your fine, or here's your warning. And then you figure out who did it, right? Then
right.
You figure out who it was that that ratted you out, and then you look around their property, and you figure out what's wrong with their property, and you call the zoning bureaucrat to get them back. And then you've got this vicious cycle of zoning abuse.
See, my favorite thing that ever happened that I'm aware of personally to get back at one of those zoning snitches is in a neighborhood I used to live in, my neighbor directly across the street ran a plumbing service out of his house.
Okay.
And he had some equipment that he was getting rid of, and one of them was an old broken toilet. And he had it sitting out by the curb for the trash people to pick up. He had called for someone to come and get it. And it was against the code to have that sitting out there by the curb. And so this
how would you get rid of your... This is the conundrum I've always had, is between zoning and trash pickup, you're dealing with the city on either side.
He had it sitting out there for more than 24 hours was the problem. So anyway, she called code enforcement, and they came and they gave him a ticket. So what he did is he went back into all of his supplies and got 8 toilets and painted them all different colors, and all of the neighbors up and down the street put them out on the curbs as flower pots with flowers coming out of the front and made decorations out of them. So there were just broken toilets along the curb everywhere she looked, and she wasn't going to call code enforcement on 8 of her neighbors, and just
deal with
all of us hating her. So
she was the only curmudgeon in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Eventually it got to the point where everyone kept getting back at her so often that she just put an 8-foot-tall fence around her entire property and never looked at any of us again.
Good. I wish they would.
So good.
I wish they would all just move in together with themselves.
Well, the thing is I understand what people's concerns about zoning are. I have concerns about what my neighbor's property looks like. It's a concern of mine. But the fact is, it's been shown.
Go get some deed restrictions.
There's you can have that. And one could argue the other side of it, which is, well, you moved into an area with this particular type of zoning, live with it. But that Houston has no zoning. Here's a major metro. It doesn't have zoning.
Right.
Somehow or another, property values in Houston do better than some communities that are interspersed around that do have zoning.
Yeah.
So,
perfect example.
There's an argument to be made on either side, but the fact is, you're using the guns of government when it comes to zoning rules.
What pro-zoning argument is there to be made?
There is none.
But you could say that it causes people
you're
to
You're too lazy
their...
to write deed restrictions, so you want the government to do it for
well,
you.
Well, deed restrictions are a relatively new phenomenon. People didn't use them before. I mean, pretty much every community...
Deed restrictions are relatively new?
Within the last 20 years.
Every community that is built now pretty much has deed restrictions, that in my area, pretty much has deed restrictions involved. But
I'm pretty sure there have been homeowners' covenants for a long, long time, but maybe I'm wrong.
No communities that are of a certain age have them. I've never signed one. My community is so old that its homeowners' covenant somehow ran out or another ran out.
Mm-hmm.
So then it petitioned the county to pick up its covenant, and now the county enforces its covenant as a deed restriction. I mean, as a zoning rule. It's deed restrictions as zoning rules. So
okay, well, if they weren't called deed restrictions back in the day, I would bet that people had sort of figured out that they all wanted to agree on certain things and wrote contracts for one another for the longest time. Wouldn't you
I'm
think?
Just telling you what happened in the circumstance of a community that was started in 1926, and over time the rules that they had somehow or another lapsed, and I don't know how it was. I wasn't there in 1926 when Robert Whitfield started.
Probably very simple. They probably had meetings once every year. They were less and less attended, and eventually nobody showed up at the zoning meeting or the deed restrictions meeting, so it was just shelved at that point. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We got people who want to talk about zoning. Walt, Matthew, your calls as well. Ladies, you call in first. We put you on first. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of cool stuff on our website, and it's all free. You can visit the archives. We've got lots of archives. We've got the wiki. We got more than that. And it's all on the house. We give it away to you. But there are certain things that we ask of you to do if you want to help support the show on a voluntary basis. And one of those things is shopping with us via Amazon.com. We got a partnership with the largest retailer on the Internet. Now, what we ask you to do is enter through our website. It's very simple. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. And that will take you to Amazon.com. And at that point, anything that you purchase, whether it be the furniture, whether it be DVDs, books, the baby stuff, they've got clothes, they've got everything in Amazon.com. Whatever you purchase, we get a percentage of. But we only get the percentage if you enter through our website. So you have to go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, or you can use one of the banners on our website at freetalklive.com. So do your shopping through Free Talk Live, Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey. How you doing, folks?
Doing good.
What's up?
I was just thinking about the zoning thing. People in this area around Boston, some of the municipalities and local, you know, little cities and towns are have been proven to use high technology like night vision stuff to
oh my God.
to catch people in zoning violations. And I mean, it's really, it gets kind of, they have like agents out there doing, you know.
That's ridiculous.
It's really creepy.
Well, you know, once you, these organizations get fine money. It's the same as cops out there, you know. I mean, people might say that some police and police departments overzealously enforce traffic violations mm-hmm. in order to stuff their coffers. I believe this to be the case. There's certainly towns where this is done. And this is just another opportunity for the bureaucrats to bring in money. I mean, if you put out a zone enforcement officer out there and you give them the tools to really go after people, they can slap some mighty good-sized fines that bring in money for the zoning board. Hey, what a great idea!
Or maybe they could threaten fines, and instead of that, they could just collect a little bit of personal cash and never have to fill out any paperwork. Do you think that happens?
Yeah, a friend of mine who had this, their landlord got fined for having too much trash in their bin. You know, they got one of those huge bins.
Yeah.
BFI bins. They had too much trash, and they got the ticket in the morning. So whoever saw it must have saw it, because they had only had the trash in there that night. So they saw it at sometime in the night, had spied that there was too much trash in the trash bin.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you are not allowed to overfill your trash can?
Yeah, right, because of, you know, the raccoons and rats and things like that. And that's
very
what they're but you know what I'm saying? That's just another zoning issue, you know.
Oh, yeah. And what I don't understand, of course, is that how in the world are you supposed to know what the zoning laws are? How do the people that report on these things know what they are? The old ladies that call and rat you out for having a trailer in your front yard, maybe that's one of the ones that everybody knows, but what do they have, a list? Do they have the law books in front of them?
I think that over time they get a little better and better at it. They, you know, they call somebody and say, their car's green! Well, lady, look, we can't cite them for their car being green, but, you know, if their car was beat up or whatever, we could cite them.
Yeah.
And then she says, next time she sees that circumstance, and she says, and I don't know why we're picking on women in this particular instance. I'm sure that there's plenty of men that use the zoning bureaucrats as their own weapon.
Possibly.
I doubt it.
Why are you saying that, Torgo?
He's just being a jerk.
Well, I think you've got a Marine that they used to call Pitbull.
Indeed, Matthew,
rating.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to the Marine. It is Walt in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt. What's up?
And, yes, men do call 311 for assistance rather than confront someone because their place looks ugly.
Is that what the zone? There's a zoning hotline in your area, and it's 311.
That's what I mentioned the other night.
I heard you mention it. I didn't really call you on it. What is it exactly?
Well, if you don't like the way my property looks, you may dial 311 and snitch on me. The funny thing of it is, every time the city has been called for a dog violation, some sort of property violation, you know what they find?
What?
I have a salvage license. This area is zoned heavy commercial.
Yeah.
Do you think you guys probably ought to maybe look at who owns the property and the commercial zoning law? And, gee, we can't cite him for anything because he has a salvage license.
It doesn't matter
if he's got 75 old cars sitting around and 55-gallon drums and piles of scrap stacked up here and there.
Don't forget the pit bulls.
And pit bulls barking at the fence.
Right.
Oh, but they did get me because they weren't licensed. I said, how far do you think I drive them?
Wait, the dogs or the cars?
The dogs.
Wait, you drive your dogs?
No, that's what I asked them. How far do you think I drive them? I dealt with a judge and got a nice, real nice fine. I tell you, these people are garbage. My attitude is get a rope for them, too, right along with a politician.
Yep, I agree with you, Walt.
Confront the man.
Don't ask. Don't ask permission for what you can put on and do to your property. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website. It is all free. If you want to also voluntarily support the show, you can join the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. AMP.freetalklive.com is where you can learn more about it. And as little as $3 a month. It's totally voluntary, though. So if you can't afford it, don't worry. We give you everything on our website for free. If you can, go to AMP.freetalklive.com. Learn more about how you get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. We had a record number of calls come in on that line tonight. I think we had three.
Awesome.
Calls. That's pretty good.
I love records.
Amplifier-only call-in line. You get the amplifier-only archives, the classics, going all the way back to the very first season of Free Talk Live. You only get that if you're an amplifier. And plus, the final goal of the AMP program, once we reach our goal, we will cut back on the commercial time on the show by 25%. You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So before we went away for that last moment, I said you should never ask permission. to do things on your property. Certainly don't ask permission to get away to make changes that you can definitely get away with without the county knowing about it. There's no point in giving them hundreds and hundreds of your hard-earned dollars simply so they can give you a piece of paper that says, you can build here now. Do you get away with it? Do it.
I'm having this problem right now. I'm sure that I must have had a conversation with my wife about whether or not we were going to do the permitting process all the way through, and that I would prefer not to do it, mm-hmm. and that it's going to cost us a whole bunch of money and blah, 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 blah,
blah. And give you nothing.
And now she, well, it does give us something. And now she has a problem with the idea that we're going to, you know, we're putting another bedroom in the house. We're, you know, enclosing a lanai and,
okay.
and putting a bedroom in. And the county is not going to recognize that as under air square footage. So
unless you get your permit.
Unless you get your permit. And if the county comes in and gives me a permit, they will realize that I have torn out walls. I have completely redone the kitchen. I've hung these wooden boxes they call cabinets on these walls, and they could fall off at any time and injure people.
Right.
Of course, all the people have willingly walked into the house.
Right.
And it could throw the whole thing into disarray.
They could order it all torn down. They could order it all redone.
Absolutely. Everything could be torn out.
So what's going to happen?
Is
she still demanding that you get the permit?
No, she's not that foolish at this point. I mean, like, now she's upset. Ah! She's We're upset not going to really have it's not. See, this is as though the 3-2 is not going to, in fact, be a 3-2 because the county didn't say it's a 3-2. Look, if we sell it to someone, it's going to be a 3-2. They're going to walk through and look
right.
at it.
My house is like that. I've got an entire addition on my house, which wasn't permitted 30 years ago or 20 years ago, whenever it was done. And it turned my house from a 2-1 into a 3-2. For some reason, it ended up getting on the books as a 3-2, even though it's not. But the square footage isn't accurate on the books. So some permits were pulled somewhere, but others weren't. And it didn't affect my ability to buy.
Yeah.
See, man, which now all you got to do is if you ever cheat on your wife, just do it in that room.
Because and then it won't happen.
Right. That room doesn't exist.
So. Hey, we're out of here for tonight.
That means she could do it too.
It's been Ian here with
me. And Torgo.
And Manwich.
By the way, you Torgo fans, you get a triple dose this week. Torgo's going to be hosting the show Thursday and Friday nights. It's going to be a co-host-only affair.
Yes, yes.
This is by popular demand. People have been asking for this, so we're going to give it to you Thursday, Friday nights. Torgo and the rest of the co-hosts, tomorrow night, Manwich and I return. We'll see you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking